In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's the first scripture in the Bible, Genesis 1:1. How many of you heard about Galileo? I mean, some of your school children, you have heard about Galileo, right? Yeah, Galileo. And he lived in 1564 to 1642. And when Galileo, he built his first telescope at the age of 46, he focused mainly on physics, not on astronomy. And he made discoveries that shook the foundation. Galileo said, this is what he said, I'm going to quote, "I think in the first place that it is very pious to say and prudent to affirm that the Holy Bible can never speak untruth. Whenever it is true, meaning it is understood." So Galileo, the scientist, he trusted in the Word of God. And do you believe today that there are so many people that they do not believe that God created the heavens and the earth? But we see that God is infinite in wisdom, in power and knowledge. And many people today believe in the Big Bang theory. And Big Bang theory, you know, a whole universe just fell into place. There are people who divided again on creationism and evolution. The Big Bang theory. How many of you heard about the Big Bang? Many, right? The Big Bang theory is about the origin of the universe. I'm going to tell you what happened with Big Bang. They believe that the universe, you know, it came into being about 10 to 20 billion years ago. What happened was there was a cosmic explosion. And that all, after the explosion, all the matter, it went into different directions. It was a Belgian priest by the name of Georges Lemaître in 1927, was the first to propose that the universe began with an explosion. According to the Big Bang theory, all the matter, all the energy of the universe was compressed into a cosmic egg. You don't know where this egg came from. You don't know who created the egg, but it was there. And it was just there. So the Big Bang theory is, so what happened? This egg exploded. And here we are today. And the Big Bang theory cannot be proven scientifically. The Big Bang theory, the explosion happened. So everything went out disorderly. Then gradually it began to develop into order. Many of you heard about the second law of thermodynamics. According to the Big Bang theory, it contradicts with science. It contradicts with the second law of thermodynamics. Now, second law of thermodynamics means the law of energy and decay. It's a study of heat and power and how energy transfers and how it decays at the end. The second law of dynamics, it says that every system left to its own tends to move from order to disorder. We can see in our daily lives, even if you look at a baby looks very innocent, but at the end grow into a child and, you know, adult, and at the end grow old, and then you will see that we will eventually, we get really old and we return to dust, to the earth. And you will see in our everyday lives, our clothes, we buy new, then it gets fade away. And at the end, it goes into disorder. Everything what you see around, whatever you see what you are around, whatever you see, everything will return to dust. So that's the second law of thermodynamics. as science. But Big Bang theory, Big Bang, they believe in evolution. After the evolution, there was this cosmic egg, it exploded, and then it went to disorder. Then, somehow or other, in this cosmic egg, there were some amoebas, okay, turned into little small reptiles and different animals. Then it evolutionized into a monkey. Then from monkey, it came to a man. So, according to the Big Bang evolution theory, everything is going to be in order. It's going to progress into from order to order to order. It's going to get better and better and better. But second law of thermodynamics says, no. Everything is going to get into disorder as time goes by. There's a problem there. There's a contradiction. And the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 10 to 12 says, return with me to Hebrews, "You, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain, and they will grow old like a garment. Like a cloak, you will fold them up, and they will be changed, but you are the same, and your ears will not fail." You see the second law of thermodynamics here. Everything else is going to pass away. Heaven and earth is going to pass away. Second law of thermodynamics. Then the evolutionists say that eventually, all these animals evolutionized into a monkey. And then the highest rank of the monkey is a chimpanzee. And then from the chimpanzee, that kind of an ape, it became a man. Okay, from monkey to a man, there got to be a link. The monkey man or the ape man. They have been still looking for the missing link. Where can we find the ape man, the monkey that looks just like a man, the monkey that just monkey turning into a man? They haven't found the missing link because it's not there. It doesn't exist. There's no ape man, so it doesn't exist. But the Bible says, "Then the Lord formed man out of the dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." So we see the infinite power and wisdom in God's creation. Look at the sun. Look at the moon. Look at the stars. Look at the mountains, the waterfalls, the valleys, the rivers, the seas. And everything you see from your naked eyes, a creation of God. Everything what you see has a design. If there's a design, there has to be a designer. If there's a beautiful painting, there is a painter behind it. So the Bible says of the Creator God, who is infinite in power, wisdom and holiness, He created the earth and the heavens. The scriptures that I want to use today is Psalm chapter 19. So if you turn with me to Psalm chapter 19. Chapter 19 verse 1 to 6. Here Psalm chapter 19 was written by who? King David. It was written about 1,000 years before Christ. About 1,060 years before Christ. So let's see what David says here filled in the Holy Spirit. It says, Psalm chapter 19, verse 1, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork." Look at the heavens. The word heavens here is talking about the sky. Look at the sky. It declares the glory of God. It's open to everybody. It's a visible testimony of our Creator God. It's a marvelous design of a great architect. It is wonderfully and beautifully and orderly arranged. The more we learn about space, the more we acknowledge the beauty and the splendor. The more we astronauts, they go, you know, astronauts, they go and they take pictures and say, wow, how beautiful it is. It is beautiful and it's orderly arranged. Just imagine if the earth was just 1 degree closer to the sun, we would all burn. Just little 1 degree. And if the earth was 1 degree away from the sun, we would all be frozen. It did not happen by a cosmic egg exploding and accidentally we are all here. To believe in a Big Bang theory, a cosmic egg exploding and here we are, you need to have a lot of blind faith. I mean, even you need to have a lot of faith to believe that. But intelligent faith cannot believe that. Look at your watch. Your watch, it runs the hour, the minute, and to the very second. And there are no blind watchmakers. But we can see God's perfection through His creation. If you hold on to Psalm chapter 19 and turn to Psalm chapter 8. Says here, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, and you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained.